بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We understand that two things, whenever connected together, they will always have a relationship in which one thing will take from the other. The effect of one will come upon the other. So when we have two friends, and those two friends are of like mind, they think the same, they have the same interests, then those interests will be strengthened. And when we have two associates who are completely different, one likes the cold, one likes the heat, one likes the light, one likes the day, then we will find that the athar, the effect of one, will impact the other. Likewise, insan, when we were sent to this dunya, then the dunya by its nature is completely unique, and we as insan in our nature are completely unique. The dunya is characterized by two qualities. Number one, the first quality of this dunya is that it is faniya, that it will come to an end. And the second quality of this dunya is the fact that in this dunya there is consistent and constant change. And change in this dunya is not something that can be separated from it. We look outside during the winter, it seems as if everything is dead. No vegetation, no green lush grass, nothing. And then that same piece of land, we look at 4 to 5 months later, and we see how Allah Ta'ala has brought such a change, that which was once dead, Allah Ta'ala has brought life back to it again. So the nature of the dunya is, number one, that it will be faniya, it will come to an end. And the second is that it will consistently change. Now for us to understand this is very important for our own betterment and our taraqqi. We must understand that insan has always been exposed to this change. But the change that comes upon insan will generally come in the guise of difficulty. Through the channel of difficulty, that is when change will come. So when we see from the birth of an insan, that the child moves from the stomach of his mother, he moves to this alam, he moves to this world, he is born into this world. It is through pain, it is through difficulty. Then when the child, his teeth start to come in, you see that he goes through difficulty. Then when the child learns to walk, he will fall, he goes through difficulty. So the nature of insan is to bring change, but that change will come through difficulty. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ, that we have created insan in adversity. In the epicenter of adversity, insan will always be exposed to it. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the amr of a believer, the condition of a believer, is one that is truly unique. That if any difficulty comes upon him and he makes sabr, he has patience, Allah will reward him. And if any ease comes upon him and he makes shukr, Allah Ta'ala will reward him. So it is natural for humans to be affected. For an individual to say that I am stoic, that I won't be affected, that no matter what happens upon me, if it rains, if it snows, if it's cold, if it's warm, if my family dies, if my family doesn't die, I am completely fine, I won't be changed. Then that individual is not a human. He may be something else, but he's not insan. It is natural for a human to be affected by the things that are around him. And to be affected, there is nothing wrong with that. To be affected, there is nothing that is wrong. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak child passed away. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's child passed away, then his eyes filled with tears, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry. And some sahaba radiallahu anhum, it just so happened that there was a solar eclipse at that time. Some sahaba said, oh subhanallah, even the sun is lamenting the loss of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, that the sun does not eclipse for the loss of any human. That was another phenomenon that happened, and that's a natural thing that happened. It had no correlation. So the effect of an insan to be affected by something, or the nature of an insan to be affected by something, is something that is natural. And it's not something that we can forget, and it's not something that we can ignore. But what we need to understand is that the musibah that comes upon us, there's two tangents to this musibah. Sometimes we have haqiqatul musibah, and sometimes we only have surati musibah. Haqiqatul musibah means that the actual devastation comes upon us. For example, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi gives this example. He says that if somebody comes and you were just walking on the street and someone came and to punch you in the back, in a very forceful way, a person was to hit you, then Hazrat says that this is a form of haqiqat musibat. This is a true devastating effect that someone came and hurt you. But then Hazrat mentions that if you happen to be walking on the path and you had a beloved and your beloved, and you were disconnected for several years. And then finally, suddenly, you met once again. And when you met your beloved once again, your beloved came from behind and tapped you on the back or pushed you on the back. So from the external, it looks like the same, that in the first condition, in the haqiqati musibat, in the reality of the difficulty and calamity, you were hit. And in this situation, you were also hit. So it looks to be the same. But in reality, it's different. In this situation, when your beloved hit you, he didn't hit you for the sake of harming you. He hit you to draw your attention, to call upon you, out of his love for you. And although you will definitely feel the pain, you will feel the pain of somebody hitting you in both situations. In the second situation, when you see your beloved, you will forget the pain. Likewise, our Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to mention that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the Quran establishes a qa'ida in which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that innal muluk, verily the kings, when they would take over cities, when they would take over foreign countries and cities, innal muluk idha dakhalu qaryatan, whenever they would enter into a city, afsaduha, they would corrupt that city. They would remove the names of those people who are important. They would remove the names of those people who have value. They would remove the foreign power of the past, and they would now take over the city for themselves. And our Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is the King of Kings, if He enters into our heart, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will do the same. And that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will extract the filth and those things that we made a'izzah and honored in our heart, Allah will remove those from our heart. So just as it is natural to be affected by the ahwal and the conditions around you, it is also natural for a person to have to be able to recognize, it is necessary for a person to have to recognize what condition is upon him. Is he in the haqiqati musibat? Is he really facing the reality of the musibat? Or is he in the surat musibat? The reality of the musibat for the kuffar is that they die from this coronavirus or from whatever. But for a Muslim, that death is only the surat musibat. It is just the external. In reality, it is his dying from this or from anything else is a sign of him connecting with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is what we strive for. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.